There are some different interpretations out there, but technically it's a fusion of R&B, soul, jazz, and rock. A lot of the songs are mid-tempo. They include, you know, signature sounds like the Rhodes piano or Hammond organ. There's a lot of layered harmonies and it grooves. It's easy to listen to. The music is challenging to play as a musician, but it really gels and becomes smooth. It's really soulful, I think. And there seems to be a lot of themes of songs about fools in love with a woman that the guys can't get, which is pretty funny. There aren't really like bands or artists that are classified as yacht rock, but more so songs that fit into the yacht rock category. And some of those bands, like a few more songs than others that do fit into it. And it's actually called like 70s and 80s smooth rock,
right,
or LA studio sound, which is what it was called at the time it was being created. And it originated in on the US West Coast, and the music industry labeled it AOR, or like album oriented rock. And so it was a more artist centric focused music where fans would buy the album based on the artist persona and style along with the music. So it was more of an experience back then, you know, buying an album and the artists that created albums at the time. And to me, it's like more of a vibe, you know, these days. And ultimately, you decide what songs belong on your yacht rock playlist because you're the captain, right?
Perfect. That's so perfect.
Yeah. A lot of people ask why it's called yacht rock. And it just like on that last thread we were talking about,
yeah.
Just because the music sounds like something you'd listen to on a yacht. And that was like some, you know, there's a few different stories, but it kind of goes back to a few comedians that coined the term in 2005, and they created a web series, like kind of fictionalizing how the songs came to be. And it kind of caught on as that kind of like yacht vibe. And, you know, it's still catching on. Some people know what it is. Some people don't. People that do love it, but it really goes along with the imagery, you know, the palm trees and oceans and beaches and sunsets, islands, sand, waves, like, the yacht fashion and styles is a big thing, of course. And, you know, pina colada, that whole kind of vibe.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty fun thing. It's a phenomenon, which is cool.